News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The government has outlined a plan for survivors of mother and baby homes to be given access to their personal records in a manner that is consistent with GDPR rules. There had been a backlash over a bill passed in the Dáil which campaigners claimed would seal the records from survivors for the next 30 years. We're joined by the Minister for Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth, Roderick O'Gorman. Minister, just explain what's changed, what's happened in the last 24 hours.
Good morning, Shane. The government had a very detailed discussion on the issue of the report of the Mother and Baby Homes Commission and wider issues to do with the state's response to legacy issues at the Cabinet yesterday. We made a number of announcements on steps that were seeking to take to build back trust with survivors, because we know in the context of the debate over the last 2 weeks, trust with survivors has been damaged. So we set out a range of measures, a commitment to publish the report of their mother and baby home as quickly as possible and to provide extra resources to the Attorney General's office to do that, a commitment to bring forward information and tracing legislation to help adopted people trace their birth mother next year, and a commitment to look at the creation of a national archive where the records of institutional abuse, the various investigations that have taken place, can be appropriately stored and victims and survivors can engage with those and tell the story of what happened in Ireland. The other element that was discussed at Cabinet yesterday was that the Attorney General clarified that when the archive of the Commission of Investigation is transferred to my department, once the Commission hands over its final report, GDPR will apply to that archive. So individuals will be able to make subject access requests to the information in the archive, and my department will have to consider them on a case-by-case basis, and will have to examine whether the request impacts on the rights or freedoms of others, or whether it's necessary and proportionate to safeguard the operation of Commission of Investigation. But the burden will have to fall on my department to show the need for these restrictions.
Okay, you say clarification. Some people are describing this as a U-turn by you.
No, I think the Data Protection Commissioner brought forward a very specific query on Monday of last week regarding the original 2004 Act as it had subsequently been amended. So the query wasn't on the legislation I was bringing forward in through the Oireachtas. It was a specific query on older legislation. So as soon as we got that query, we engaged with the Office of Attorney General, and we sent the query on and sought advice on it. And I've been working with the Attorney General over the last week on this point, and the Attorney General issued this advice yesterday. And I do think it is significant. It is clear that survivors can make data access requests for personal data to my department regarding what's contained in
the archive. Two tests to overcome, though, before they can get that data. Just explain those two tests to us.
Yeah, so when a subject access request comes in, the data official in my department will have to consider whether the request infringes on the rights and freedoms of others, and whether the restriction that the department was seeking to implement impacts on the operation of commissions of investigation. So I think it is important to be clear that the advice from the Attorney General doesn't resolve all issues for survivors as regards access to personal information. But two of the other decisions made by government yesterday, I think, are important in that context. One is the commitment to proper information and tracing legislation that will set out a clear path and a clear legal basis for adopted people to get information about their birth parents. And secondly, then, the wider issue about an archive where material from the various investigations that have taken place into institutional abuse in Ireland can be stored, can be properly curated, and can be properly accessed by historians.
How would you assess your own handling of this situation over the last fortnight?
Look, Shane, I've acknowledged that when I brought forward this legislation, I should have done a much better job in engaging with survivor groups initially. I'd seen it very much as a technical piece of legislation, but I think it's incumbent on me, incumbent on everyone in government to remember the huge hurt that has been done to so many people in Ireland who were victims of institutional abuse in various settings. I think I've acknowledged that. I've apologised for not reaching out sufficiently to survivors groups, and I'm in the process now of arranging meetings over in the near future with a wide range of survivor groups, so we can explain the next steps that the government proposed to take and get input and advice from survivors groups as regards how we approach each of the issues we set out in the government decision yesterday.
Two very quick other issues before I let you go, Minister. The ASTI yesterday announcing strike action in the schools. As Children's Minister, how concerned are you by this move?
Yeah, I'm aware that the ASTI have balloted on this particular issue. Look, I have huge admiration for the work teachers have done across primary and secondary schools in implementing the public health guidance and ensuring that we've had low instances of COVID transmission within our schools. I understand it is difficult for them in a context where much of the rest of society are
strike action the right approach, Minister?
Engaging. Well, look, I think they, and I hope they will continue to engage with the Department of Education on these issues. I know some of the issues are specifically related to COVID. I know some of them are a much wider and a deeper issue about pay equality, which the government does wish to address. So I suppose I would ask the teachers' unions just to continue to engage with the Department of Education. I've always believed that we need to keep schools open during this pandemic, and that would be my strong view.
And just very finally, some good news, and I know it's very early days yet in relation to the number of COVID cases over the last few days. Very early days, obviously, that's important. I'm just wondering, though, if the trend continues downwards in this manner, would you be in favour of, there's some talk around government, of a four-week review on level five, assuming there is that continued improvement? Is it something you'd be open to looking at as a cabinet minister?
Well, look, I think we always need to keep the numbers under review and keep our responses to COVID under review. But I suppose when you look at the extent to which the virus is spiking across Europe and the very, very substantial numbers of deaths that we're seeing in many European countries at the moment, I think, it shows that the government made the right call as regards level five. So I just think we should be maybe hesitant to too quickly undo the measures that we've taken.
Okay.
But at the same time, I think we do always have to keep it in review as regards capacity in ICU, as regards the overall number of hospital admissions.
Minister Roderick O'Gorman, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.